Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A WBEN town hall at night. Division and violence. Now, David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, that is a creepy intro, right? Everyone's just violence and division. You know what I want to do today? I want to actually have a conversation. I'm not here to debate anyone. I'm not here to win a point of view. I'm here to invite leaders in our community that have important things to say that I personally respect. We are going to hear from the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. And this is a man who I think politically, with all due respect to the mayor, maybe 15% I agree with him politically. But this man as mayor has done more for the city of Buffalo, in my opinion, of any mayor since the Industrial Revolution. We are back at a swagger that we haven't been in a very long time, and it's because of what Mayor Byron Brown has done. But moreover, what he has invested into the east side of Buffalo has not been touched by any modern mayor. This is a person who put his money where his mouth is. That east side had a beautiful future because of what Mayor Byron Brown has invested into it for local people to own local businesses in their own community. That's how you build pride. And for this to happen in that area is so tragic and cruel, almost. Mayor Byron Brown joins us on the phone. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for making time.
David, thank you very much for having me.
You know, I just want to talk just a little bit about what the east side of Buffalo means to the city. It's really the only section of Buffalo that has really been, it's been abandoned for so long. And we started to see a renaissance with the east side in the last 2 years. And there was so much hope. And for these businesses to be abused by these folks that want to cause chaos is so tragic.
We have invested a lot of time, a lot of planning, a lot of money in trying to bring the renaissance that we're seeing in other parts of Buffalo to the east side to help to build small businesses, provide technical assistance, support small businesses, help small businesses get loans so that they can invest in their businesses, grow their businesses, and then bring some larger entities to the east side to invest, to beautify the neighborhoods, to invest in roads and sidewalks, to make the neighborhoods more attractive. Literally over $300 million the last couple of years is being spent and still building out parts of the east side of Buffalo. So for small business people that have invested so much of their life savings, of their heart and soul into that community, to have their businesses vandalized, to have criminals break their windows and go into their stores and take out their merchandise is just a really painful thing.
You know, I mean this with total respect. But I wouldn't call you the most animated person I've ever met in my life. And I mean that with sincere respect. You don't fly off the handle. You are as consistent a snowstorm if a Zeppelin crashed in Niagara Square. Mayor Byron Brown is the most consistent politician we've seen in the modern era. And that's a great compliment to you. Consistency, professionalism. I never saw you worked up as I saw you doing a press conference talking about the first day that this began in the city of Buffalo. This is personal to you. It seemed like this was as about emotional as I've seen you in public. Would you say that's fair?
Absolutely fair. I love Buffalo. I love the city. I love Erie County. Many weeks, people don't know it, I work 7 days a week. I work 10, 12, 16 hours a day some days, trying to make the city that so many of us love and care about one of the best places in America to live, work, and raise a family. That's my goal. We might not be there yet, but that is what I'm working toward and other people are working toward every day. So when I saw people, opportunists, try to turn the intent of people to peacefully protest into vandalism, into rioting, into looting, into violence, it was just very personal for me. It was very emotional for me, and it was hard to contain.
Can I just ask you, and again, I would just want to be as honest as I possibly can with you, and I mean all respect. When I'm seen on the streets in Buffalo, if I gave you just a box of unlimited money and told you, Mr. Mayor, to eliminate what we saw these past few days, would you put that money into the Buffalo Police Department or would you put that money into the Buffalo schools? Because I've seen about as much as I can see out of your police department. I'm seeing professionalism, restraint. I mean, you're the mayor of this city. You couldn't have an institutionally racist police department and you be the mayor of this city. You wouldn't allow that. So is it safe to say that of the two departments, if you could just fund it and fix the problems, do we have a problem with our school systems that whenever is out there, whatever lack of communication that devolves into violence is something that is really something we have to address now?
I would absolutely invest more in our schools. Sadly, there has been a breakdown in many children's homes. Children are being raised in single-parent households. Children are growing up in abject poverty. Children don't have internet. They're not able to use the computer at home. Those things make it more difficult. One of the reasons why we are seeing people protest, whether you agree with them or not, is feelings of racial injustice, feelings of racial discrimination that they feel have left them out and locked them out of the American dream. And people are hurting, people are mad, and people want to be heard in Buffalo and all over this country.
But, you know, Mr. Mayor, let me ask you, though, how can we talk about racial injustice and about an American system? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but a lot of folks that are making these arguments are talking about a system that's fundamentally and institutionally unfair for all Black Americans. And yet I'm talking to a kid from Queens who nobody ever thought was going to be a representative in Albany, let alone a mayor, potentially a future governor. You go to Buff State, you work as an aide, you take gambles and give up seats to run primaries. I mean, you made risks to get to where you're at. How do you explain your trajectory and your career and your success with a system that many are arguing is fundamentally corrupt and set against people like you?
You know, David, that's a really good question. you know, I must say that there is institutional racism. I have seen it. I have felt it. Even now as mayor, I see it. I feel it. I experience it many days. And for some people who have been discriminated against, they find ways to get around it and to achieve in spite of. For others, they experience what George Floyd experienced in Minneapolis metaphorically. They experience a feeling of a knee on their neck and they can't breathe. They can't get up. They can't get out of it. They can't make a change. It's hard to explain what the differences are, why some people are able to get around that, are able to get out, are able to break through, and for other people.
But I guess what I'm asking, though, is, and I don't mean to cut you off, Mr. Mayor, but what I'm asking is, how did you break through? I mean, there had to have been situations where you were reminded of the way you were born and had to overcome someone's, you know, prejudice. You didn't decide to start a group of people to set fires and protest. You stayed on your path and your journey. What was it? How were you able to do that?
Well, I certainly credit my parents. My sister and I were blessed to grow up in a two-parent household where our parents got up and worked every day, worked hard, taught us the value of work, where our family emphasized the importance of getting a good education, of being honest, being people of integrity, to not to take, but to give. Be examples for our community, to be role models, and whatever we did to do our best to work hard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Those values imparted by our parents stuck with me and my sister, and I'm thankful for that. I also had the great privilege of knowing my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side and knowing my grandmother and grandfather on my father's side. And what growing up in a family like that, the family values that were imparted was certainly a difference maker in my life.
I'm talking with Mayor Byron Brown, the mayor of the city of Buffalo. Here's a general question. Again, this is not a gotcha question. This is not a debate. I'm just asking you fundamentally, do you believe that a resident of the city of Buffalo, as a last resort, has the right to use deadly force to protect his business or property?
I would hate to see that, but I do believe a person that has someone breaking into their property, their home, their business, can use deadly force to defend themselves. I would hate to see it. I would hope that those instances wouldn't be necessary, but unfortunately, that does occur.
Well, and I concur that no one wants to see that, but I wanted to just display to the audience that, you know, that there's we're not talking about ideologues that are running cities. Just because you're a Democrat doesn't mean that, you know, every single position you take is extreme. I think a testament to your career has been, you know, your attempt to stay, you know, somewhere in the middle there. On a lot of these controversial issues. One of those issues is Antifa. Mr. Mayor, the President of the United States declared them a terrorist organization. Do you agree with that, or do you think that Antifa has, you know, a purpose and a political voice?
Again, I would say I'm not that familiar with Antifa. I can tell you and your listeners from police intelligence, we do believe that some of the people that were in Buffalo, white people that were in Buffalo, were not from the city of Buffalo protesting, were not from Erie County, some were not from Western New York. We have activists in the community that protest different things in the city that exercise their freedom of speech.
Right, but surely, Mr. Mayor, you surely have heard of Antifa before. I mean, they've caused hell in your city for the better part of 2 years. This isn't their first rodeo. This is their biggest, you know, display of anarchy. But these guys have been around for a while. And
I know what it is. I don't have much experience with it out of Buffalo, but there were outside influences that were inciting violence in the city, that were initiating people to do things that they might not do if someone wasn't lighting a match or throwing a rock. So, you know, organizations like that at either extreme can be very dangerous to society and to our communities.
Mr. Mayor, finally, before I let you go, and I very much appreciate your time. You know, when we had this global pandemic, there was a lot of, you know, people were clamoring to be able to worship at a church service, to pray, to just fellowship. Because of the coronavirus and the seriousness of it, there was a suspension for the greater good. I think most rational people can assess things like that. Our liberty versus the greater good, temporarily suspended for the greater good. That decision was made by state leadership. And you echoed that. Here we have a situation where these agitators are not the people that are coming from churches that want to make a statement about, you know, people being treated honorably as equals. These are agitators that want to cause destruction. If these protests are drawing these agitators out, the statement you made today, why not just tell people, look, we're just doing a moratorium on protests. 2 days, let's thin the herd of these agitators, and then you can have your right to assemble again.
Well, what we've tried to do is talk to some of the local people that feel passionate about protesting and speaking out on police brutality and racial injustice. And we've asked those people to think about suspending that protest activity. Some local people that were thinking about organizing things have agreed to do that. Now, ultimately, what will happen, I'm not sure, because there are so many passionate people that are in pain and hurting over these conditions.
Mr. Mayor, I would just want to thank you so much for your time. We're pulling for you, and we're praying for you, and we're very proud of the way you've represented our city. A lot of people see the news and think, well, there's trouble in Buffalo. You represent us all, and you make us all proud, and stay strong. This is going to be a tough few days.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
That's the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. We'll be back with your calls, 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Up next, we'll have a news break, and then we'll hear with Bishop Darius Pridgen. We'll talk to him. And again, we are not debating anybody. We're having a discussion, a conversation. It's going to be awkward at times, but it's going to be truthful. We're going to be honest with each other because we're all in this together. If COVID didn't teach us this lesson, the last couple days in Buffalo, New York, and in Rochester, New York, there is division out there. Let's focus on what we can do as rational people and isolate idiots that want to cause us harm, because it's not about black and white on the streets. This is more about young and old than it is black and white. These are white kids that are smashing windows, and there are black kids with them. There are young kids that are out there doing stupid things. What is the answer to reaching those kids? Because obviously, this is not a statement on race. If you're burning homes and assaulting people, there's no one in the movement is doing that. These are radical people. I appreciate the separation that leadership has made at Erie County and the city of Buffalo and the police and the DA. Everyone is reminding us that this is not indicative of the race relations in Buffalo, New York. These agitators have to be isolated. And right now they're blending in to what is a very lawful and decent and peaceful way of expressing outrage, justified outrage. But you're being hijacked and people are getting hurt. So, like the people that had to not attend church, which is also protected in the First Amendment, maybe we have to suspend these get-togethers because of what it's attracting. It's not you, it's not your cause, with all due respect, but we have to get these idiots off the street and in prison. And they are now not thugs, they're not criminals, they're terrorists. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.